Good evening. The
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K3FR, activating the Fakir Amateur Radio Association, Sunday Night Technical Service Net. SNET is held every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. local time on the W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at W4VA.org. Before I ask for check-ins, is anyone who actually needs to use the repeater? This is K3FR. Nothing heard. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have any specific topic tonight. Does anyone have a topic they'd like to bring up? Over. None heard. To begin with, I have announcements. The upcoming events. The monthly club meeting is this Thursday coming at 19:15 p.m. We use WebEx if you can't attend in person. Also, we have a VE test session coming up I think it's about 2 weeks here, October 21st, at 9:30. And it's hosted by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners VE test. If you go to our website, the club website, on the right-hand side, there is a topic note for the test sessions. We also have the Great Pumpkin Ride, public service support for October 28th. Chuck, KL4VNZ, is coordinating us this year on the for the Great Pumpkin Ride support. And we also have the Informal Club Breakfast open to all hams at the Bistro at the Fakir Hospital. And that'll be October 28th, which is the last Saturday of the month. And it'll be approximately at 8 a.m. in the morning. Is there anyone who has any other announcements they'd like to make for the club? This is K3FR standing by. None heard. So with that, I will start our check-ins. Do we have any internet-connected stations checking into the Fair Sunday Night Net? K3FR. None heard. How about mobile stations, mobile and portable stations? K3FR standing by. Nothing heard. We're going to general check-ins now. Please give your call phonetically, and I will try to get to it. Okay, there it is. Now logger. Okay, go ahead. Let's take check-ins at this time. K3FR.
W4RKU. SST in and out. Kilo Quebec for Echo Uniform India.
For November. Zulu.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Uniform India.
Okay, so far I've gotten W4RKU, K3SFT, KQ4EUI, and KO4VNZ. Are there any other check-ins for this round? This is K3FR.
Ski Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
WV7RAD.
Okay. We added WD8QCN and WD7RAV. This is K3FR. well, we had a fairly good event, troposcatter event following the net Wednesday night. after the gathering on 440. It was announced during the net that someone, or that had the Hepburn charts and the current conditions for the Trovo openings were showing a very big opening covering the entire East Coast, pretty much from Georgia all the way up to Maine. I jumped over to 440 FT8 and managed to work half a dozen stations from Maine all the way down to the Mid-Atlantic here. And that was somewhat helped by the fall FT8 sprints. Actually, it was the fall 440 sprints contest that it's a little four-hour contest that runs during the year. And then Thursday morning, I worked with Alan, AG4VA, was on a soda event, and I worked him and a number of stations on 2 meters up and down the coast again on FT8 with very, very good signals into New England and a bit south of us. So I wonder if anybody else had any good reports on that. Kevin, how are you doing today? W4RKU, K3FR.
K3FR, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I didn't have any experience with the Trovo event, because I missed it. I have been trying to chase some DX this weekend. Really trying to get W8S Swains Island. I was hearing him good last night on 12 meters CW, but, you know, there are a lot of people trying to get that station, so, and he was all over the place with a split frequency, too, so kind of was hard to nail. It's hard to nail him down, but, yeah, so I was chasing some of the other DX out there, and not much else to report, so I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks a lot, Ron. K3FR, W4RKU, back to net.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Thank you for your report. K3SFT was no comment. KQ4EUI, how are you doing? This is K3FR. Go ahead.
K3FR, this is KQ4EUI. Thanks, Ron, for taking the net. Hello, I guess we got kind of thin turnout tonight. I just got back into town after a weekend RVing down in Lexington, Virginia, and so I haven't really done anything on radios at all. I've just been trying to get connected to K1HGV's mesh tasking node, and haven't had any success with that either, so it's been a bit of a disappointing weekend. but thanks for asking. So, thanks, Ron. KQ4EUI, back to the net.
Okay, very good. KQ4EUI, K3FR. Well, it'll work one of these days. I get some things, and I get squared away there. All right, Chuck, how have you been? How are things down in Opal? This is K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Thanks, Ron, for taking the net. Sounds good. And thanks for mentioning the Great Pumpkin Ride. I just want to add to this, and this is mainly for the hams out there that may be new hams and haven't gotten on the air. It might just be listening in on a HT, that the Great Pumpkin Ride is an excellent event to get on the air. It's pretty simple to do because for the most part, we're just going to use our HTs, and we'll use this repeater. And all that is required is that you sign up and show up at one of the four designated rest stops where we provide communications back through the event planners. And if you want to just see more or hear more about the Great Pumpkin Ride, you can do a search for Faulkner. See what's it called? Faulkner Trails Coalition. If you find their website, they've got pictures and a description and all of the Great Pumpkin Ride. And at this Thursday meeting, we'll be going over all the details. So, of course, it's great to have the older, more experienced guys helping out as well, but this is really a good event for new people. It was one of the very first events I did with the club, and I really enjoyed it. That's all I've got to say. So this is KO4VNZ73, and back to Net Control.
All right, great. Thanks, Chuck, and thank you for supporting us and leading the charge at it. I know it's one of the things that we've been involved in for quite a while. Steve, how are things up at Sterling, WD8QCN, K3FR?
K3FR on the net from WD8QCN. Well, good evening, Ron, and thanks for picking her up, as always. Things are going pretty well up here. Spent a good chunk of the weekend outside here with the power washer, and boy, am I sore on a few muscles I forgot I had. Otherwise, been chasing DX, like everyone else here, trying to work Whiskey 8 Sierra. But there's a whole lot of other South Pacific DX on this weekend as well. TX 6 Delta, I think it was. There's a C21 and a couple others. Haven't worked them all yet, but I've worked a bunch of them, and it's fun collecting. Probably picked up three or four new DXCC entities this week. Closing in on the 200 number there. Actually, I've worked 200. I've got 195, I think, confirmed now, so getting close there. But that's all I'm up to for the moment here, just getting ready for my upcoming trip to Guam here. I would be DX myself, but my portable rig is busted, so haven't had a chance to dig into it far enough yet to find the problem. We'll keep at it, though. That's all for tonight. Back to net, K3FR, WD8QCN.
This is K4, Golf Victor Hotel, K4, GVH 208. Okay, very good, Steve, and thanks an awful lot for everything. I do recognize K4GVH who's waiting. And we now come to Randy. I got to admit that I've been a little bit slow tonight. I spent the entire afternoon baking cookies. No, I'm not sharing. I needed something for my pantry, and I've been waiting upon them. Randy, how are you? WB7RAV, K3FR.
K3FR, WB7RAV. Not doing too bad. Sorry, can't have some cookies. I guess I'll go buy my own. Haven't been doing much here. Getting a lot of Civil Air Patrol activities going on this week. I have gotten on a couple of times to do some Vera chat work a couple of days, nights ago. Getting prepared for the presentation we're going to be giving at the club meeting next week. And whatnot. Other than that, just slow and cleaning up various sundry messes in the yard. Nothing else going on here. WB7RAV, back to net.
Very good, Randy. Thank you. I'm looking forward to your presentation on Thursday on Varick. It's been intriguing to me. Perhaps I will get involved with that too. It's something new. They actually have a conversation on a digital mode. Robert, how are you? How's things been? And I did hear you the during the week. I didn't break in because I was busy, but you were in the midst of a good QSO there. And how are you? Been a little bit since I've spoken with you. And come on to us. K4, GVH, K3FR. K4GVH, this is K3FR. Do you have anything for Lynette this evening, Bober? Nothing here this time. We'll check him later on. That's just at the bottom of the list. Let's see if there are any other late check-ins or any go-backs. This is K3FR.
This is KE7EX, Matt in Manassas. Portable, no traffic.
KE4, Romeo Echo Echo.
KE4VA.
Okay, we picked up KE7EX, portable. KD7REE and AG4VA. Good evening, all. Matthew, I know you said you didn't have anything, any traffic. Do you have any comments for the net? Over.
Good evening, Ron. Great to hear you. Thanks for taking the net. Excited to get back on HF. It's a nice, cool evening here in Manassas. I got a wire out to the woods, and I'm tuning around the bands. Got my SDR and my ICOM 706 running. So excited to get back on HF. And that's the news from here. Back to you, K3FR on the net. This is KE7EX73.
Okay, very good, Matthew. And it looks like HF is probably going to be it. I took a look at the Hepburn charts before the net, and oh boy, it showed us in a great big deep dark hole. Nothing around for us. Sumi, how are you? Good to hear you. KD4REE. I know you were listening Thursday night. K3FR.
Yeah, I was listening. Forgot to check out the GMRS frequencies already because I was still recovering from heart catheterization and now I have a bruise on my leg. So I guess that'll go away hopefully next week. Nothing else new going on, just looking at the Whisper map, since I just remember I could check it, see if 10 and 6 meters are open, just out of curiosity. That's all I have, nothing else new electronics-wise, so I'll turn it back to you, Ron, from KD4REE.
Okay, sir, very good. Yep, good way to check the bands is check on the websites there. Alan, AG4VA, I did, as you note from your email, I did forward your message, actually yours and Andy's comments and your response to his comments off to John Jones, who might include the information in one of the upcoming QST columns that he writes, World Above 50 Megahertz. You know, fairly good, interesting description of your activities there Thursday morning. Bud, what do you have for us otherwise for the net? AG4VA, K3FR.
Good evening, Ron. Good evening to everyone on the net. AG4VA, Alan in Ivy, Virginia. Well, the tropo was looking so good Wednesday evening after the net. I worked a station up in Pennsylvania on 2 meters just after midnight, and rather late is when I got the idea to go activate Stony Man the next morning. I'd been kind of saving that summit for a tropo event, and this one presented itself. Wasn't the most convenient time for me to run up there, but I decided I should go while the getting's good, and it really turned out well. I don't know how many folks on the net read the note on the reflector, but I worked 55 stations on Stony Man, just above 4,000 feet in the Shenandoah National Park, working them on 2 meters FM up into New Hampshire and down into Boone, North Carolina, about 400 miles north and more than 200 south. I was here in Boone, North Carolina on my HT hiking into the summit, which was cool. And I switched over to 2 meter sideband, and it was sounding pretty good. It was sounding better when I changed the polarity from my beam from vertical to horizontal, and I switched back to FM for a bit and worked you, Ron. Thank you for chasing the summit. Always appreciate that. And worked about 55 stations up there. I could have stayed probably until I drained my batteries. There were so many people on the bands. Usually when I put out a spot on a summit and get a pileup, I know they're calling me, and that morning, everybody was calling everybody, so it was a real challenge to make contact. Well, I've been packing up I'm going to hit the road Wednesday and drive down to northern Georgia, take advantage and enjoy another camp out with a big group of fellow Summits on the Air enthusiasts. We'll be down there for about 5 days. Some people come a little early, some stay later, and we'll all be activating summits. So if you want to chase some summits in Georgia, keep an eye on Soda Watch. We'll try to spot some 20-meter and 40-meter sideband activity up there. A lot of folks do CW. A number of the contacts will be just summit to summit on 2 meters and probably never get spotted because in a camp out, people are trying to do as many summits as they can in a day. So if they can get to a summit with an HT and work 4 stations, then sometimes they'll just pack up and go. But keep an eye on Soda Watch if you want to work folks, and I'll try to put some spots up on 20 and 40 as well while I'm down there. I saw that Matt, Whiskey 4 Golf Oscar, was going to do activate a couple maiden summits this morning down near Covington. So I sent him a text, and I said, hey, are you going to do any sideband on your summit? It's a little far for me to get him on 2 meters. Unless there's some good tropo, which there was not, and he said, no, I'm not going to do sideband, but I'll work you cross mode with CW. So he worked me CW, I worked him sideband. I've never done that before. Always interested to try new things in amateur radio. It's a little weird talking back to a code transmission. But it worked, and I got him on both summits. You may watch his spots tomorrow. He's going to work 2 more maiden summits tomorrow, so he should spot on Soda Watch. Thanks again for the QSO on Stony Man, Ron. Hope you have a good evening. 73 to all. AG4VA.
Okay, very good. AG4VA, K3FR. Alan, I've been up to Stony Man. I've been to the Overlook, but that looks more like it's facing westwards. Is the summit actually a little cut off that's to the left just before you go through the Tunnel of Trees?
Yes, indeed, and that's actually where the circular summit medallion is located. And that is where I set up because you're as high as you can get on Stony Man Mountain, and there's nobody around, which I don't really mind, but usually people are asking questions and stuff, but I'm happy to answer, but I really wanted to focus on the tropo and the pileups, so there really nobody comes up there. And there are a couple tree branches, kind of the upper canopy of a couple of trees, but really you're not shooting through a whole lot, and I don't think the vegetation really impacts the VHF signal at all. But you're right, once you get up kind of where the trail levels off and you turn left towards the east and follow the rocky terrain, not too far off the main well-beaten path, and you can find a nice spot to set up. It's even not too bad setting up a wire for HF at that spot. AG4VA.
Hey, very good, Alan. AG4VA, K3FY. I was up there about a year ago, just on a private photo hike, and I thought I noticed a little bit higher ground than the trail off to the left, and I think I got a good idea about where it was. Okay, great. Are there any other stations to join the Falkir Amateur Radio Association Sunday Night Technical Net? This is K3FR.
K1RA.
Okay, I've got K1RA, and also I need to recognize Robert here as well, give him another chance. K4GVH, this is K3FR. Will you want to join the net here and let us know what you've been doing the week? K3FR, over.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good Virginia Ham. Good evening, everyone on the Fahrenheit. Good to hear you. Good to hear you there. You're doing a great job. I've been on 10 meters for the past couple of days, making all kinds of 10 meter contacts. Talked to Spain, Italy, Belgium, Europe, and talked all the way over to next to Israel, to Jesus, where Jesus lived, and made all kinds of contacts. North, I made a contact to stain on 12 meters, made a contact on 10 meters, all kinds of contacts on 10, and I'll be coming to the club meeting hopefully Thursday, and I'll be looking forward to seeing everyone. I'm here at my dad's and that sort of thing. So it's sure good to hear you there. You're doing a great job as usual on the net. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH and 73, and God bless.
Very good, Joe Robert, and boy, you've been busy there. Very good. Keep it up. Andy, what's new? K1RA, K3FR.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. I know you made an announcement about the meeting this week. For those attending or who are able to dial in via WebEx, which it's open to all, if you go to the W4BA.org site, you can find a login to view the meeting. And the presentations this week will be by Randy, WB7RAV, and Matt, KO4WYX. They're doing a tag team presentation on VARAC, V-A-R-A-C, mode. So we'll look forward to that. And we also have another presentation by Matt, KE7EX, on Whisper and some of the experimentation using that mode. On the home front, I've been playing with CW Skimmer over the last couple of days. I'd had that running here at the house a year or two back and really got into FT8 monitoring, but have resurrected the software and a couple of my SDRs and doing some CW reporting now across 160 meters through 10 meters. So having fun playing with that and all the various configurations and options that offers. And I will add as well to what Robert was saying, 10 meters is in very good shape tonight, just looking at my PSK reporter map for the bands. And I see a lot of Asians coming through on 10 meters right now. Half a dozen or more stations out of China. Many more out of Japan, as well as Indonesia. And it looks like maybe a station or two from Australia and New Zealand. So 10 and 12 meters opened up that part of the world tonight, and conditions seem quite good over the pole. So that is it. Look forward to seeing everybody at the meeting this Thursday who can attend in person. Back to net. This is K1RA.
Hey, Andy, very good. Thank you very much for your comments there. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here. It's been a good net, and we'll catch you all on Wednesday evening. In preparation for our Thursday club meeting. Let me drop the announcements for a second here.
Are you still there, Mike? KQ4EUI from K1RA.
KQ4EUI. Hi, Andy. Yeah, I'm still here.
I just want to let you know I was on the 440 machine repeater with my dad during the net and talking him through some testing of his node. It looks like the node up high at 70 feet has lost the battery. Looks like it died a couple hours back, maybe even as early as noon today. So that's why you're not seeing the node. He cannot see it from his house. So he's going to pull it down tomorrow, replace the battery, pull it up again, and hopefully if you're around this week, you can try that test one more time.
Yeah, that's great, Andy. Rich actually gave me a call, so he kind of filled me in on the plan. I'll be around most of the day tomorrow. I'm really around every day. But sometimes it's in meetings and stuff. So yeah, pretty much any time I'm available. I'm not often on the repeater, though. Usually just Wednesday and Sunday nights.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know he had a couple things to do there, so I don't know if he passed the note, but I just want to make sure that, yeah, you didn't think there was something wrong on your end. So, yeah, I think if you heard Harv talking earlier, they were talking about changing the configuration. I think we're going to keep everything the same. You guys have got to be able to make the two-mile path. I know I've worked hard at least that distance through much more foliage across town here. So hopefully that will work out for you, but looking forward to a report maybe later today later tomorrow or the next day when you've got some time to play with it. Okay, 73, have a good night, and maybe you'll see at the meeting this week if you're around. KQ4EY from K1RA.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I'll be at the meeting for sure. Have a good evening, 73, KQ4EY out.
K1RA, W4RKU.
Good evening, Kevin.
Hey, Andy, so you said your dad's battery ran out about noon today?
Yeah, I think so. When he looked at his other node that Keith lent him, the last telemetry was at 8 hours ago.
Okay. Because I was, you know, I'm a long shot to begin with, but I was trying to see if I could see him today, and I didn't see him, and I figured it was just because I couldn't get there. But if that was the issue, I'll know to try again tomorrow, if that's when you think he'll be back up.
I think you said in the morning he's going to pull the rope down and take the note out of the box and change the battery. Hey, could you do me a favor, and wherever your note is located, could you send me the exact lat lawn of your location of your node and the antenna height? I don't know if you saw on the group's IO, but I've been generating some maps for various locations, for Mike to my dad, for my dad to Harv, and Keith to everybody. I'd like to run one between yours and his if you hadn't seen or tried yourself, just to get an idea what the terrain path is like between you two and the distance.
Okay, I can do that. That's easy enough. I'm kind of limited here just to a balcony to experiment, but I've got clear line of sight to him except for foliage and stuff. I'll send you the lat log, and I did plug it into that program you used before. I forget what it was, but you had it up there, and it was kind of sketchy. But, you know, there are pockets that theoretically could hit, so we'll see. So I'll send you that. Let's go, Andy. K1RE, W4RKU, 73 Andy, and I'm out.
Hey, Kevin, very good. Yeah, if you can send it in decimal lat lawn form, that's the easiest for me to cut and paste in. Otherwise, whatever you got will do. Understand your location and balcony view. And we have a fellow who's, I guess, a friend of Harv's. His name is Chuck. And he's running just the device with a little 2-inch rubber duck sitting in his second floor window in Centerville, and we're pretty sure he's either getting into Ross's node or Mike's node. So that's Centerville to Catlett, or Centerville to the Noakesville area. So it can be done over a distance with not much of an antenna. Of course, clear line path helps. I guess we have a board meeting scheduled for Tuesday evening?
Yeah, we do have a board meeting for scheduled Tuesday meeting. As we discussed last time, we're going to do it every month. And I'm using an external, basically a antenna.
Sorry, what kind of antenna?
I'm using a scanner antenna right now. I don't know how well it transmits, but it worked real well when I was in town. I was picking up everybody when I was in town. So I just want to see if I can see them. Then I'll worry about getting to them next.
When you say scanner antenna, is that like a resonant antenna at a certain band? Or I'm not really, I don't know what scanner antenna is.
Yeah, it's a little whip antenna. It works on multiple bands. You use it for this, like 800 megahertz to almost a gig, I think. It's in the 800-900 range that it's made for. So, and it just is an external antenna to make it easier. And I don't think it'll I'm not sure how well it would transmit, but at least it picks up well.
Well, as long as it's not, just like a 19-inch piece of wire, if it was designed for the, 800, 900 meg band, that should do fine. Yeah, I've got a couple different whips like that for other radios and high UHF that I've played with as well. So, okay, well, very good. More to follow, I guess, as we get his note on the air. And I guess the first thing is confirm he can see Mike at a couple miles. But, I'd like to do a plot to see what terrain looks like along the straight line path to your house, to his house. See how feasible that may be. Okay, and I'll catch up with you Tuesday evening. I guess I haven't looked at my calendar, but I was pretty sure that we had talked about getting together. And see you then. W4RKU, K1RA, have a good night.
73, good night, Andy. W4RKU, out.
W4RKU, this is KO4VNZ, over.
KO4VNZ, W4RKU, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, Kevin, just a quick question. your modification better, and I've been trying to find it in my records, and I don't have it. I was just wondering if you have it, if you can send it to me or maybe bring it or have it available at the club meeting. I'm not sure that the remote sites that we're going to use are going to stay the same. The last message I got from the Fauquier Trails Coalition, it was they were doing a new map. And so I've been pushing them to let me know what the new sites are. But, again, I just wanted to know if you might still have a copy of the sign-up sheet that you modified for me last year. Over.
Chuck, I never throw anything away, so if I had it before, I'm sure I have it somewhere. It's just finding it. So that's not a problem. So, KO4VNZ, W4RK, 73, Chuck. Good night.
W4RK, KO4VNZ. Thanks, Kevin. 73.